Hey guys, it's Paul, Ava, and Claire again, aka The Pack. So today we're talking about this YouTuber named Poppy and three main conspiracy theories surrounding her, like where she came from or who she even is. And we all have one that we kind of like, you know, one that we feel strongly about and really think is real. So we're just going to talk about the three different conspiracy theories today. Who is Poppy, Claire?
Well, Poppy, her name actually isn't Poppy originally. That's why we're confused about who she is. Yeah. She could be a Mary or something. But apparently, her name in the past was Mariah Pereira, and she was born in Boston. And then she moved to Nashville, Tennessee with her mother, her father, and I'm pretty sure she was the youngest of three kids. So her and her two siblings. And she was born January 1st, 1995, which makes her like 22 years old today.
So nice math
education. Anyways,
get some.
So her father was a drummer for some popular people such as the Rockettes and Cyndi Lauper, and she was a singer. And Poppy said how she was inspired by them growing up, but now seeing her today, she doesn't seem anything like how she was in her past.
Not at all.
Yeah, honestly.
She's definitely changed.
So if you look at her videos, they're like really
odd.
Yeah, that's the word. That's not the judging, word.
Poppy. If you could even say that.
So because of her weird videos and how much she's changed from when she was younger, there's a lot of conspiracy theories surrounding Poppy, like who she is, like who she works for.
Is she in a cult?
Honest.
Everything's just really unexplained, and she just has videos where it's like 40 seconds of her saying like one word. And in one of her first videos, she talks, I'm pretty sure it's like 10 minutes of her just repeating the phrase, "I'm Poppy," and just moving around the screen. So
that's pretty creepy.
It's a little bizarre to see. So we're going to jump right into what we think Poppy is.
Yeah, personally, I think that Poppy is a marketing experiment that's like controlled by the government.
I personally think she's in the Illuminati, you know, cults.
Satan, woohoo.
I think that Poppy's a cyborg.
Quite an interesting opinion, Paul.
Yeah, quite
very
quite
interesting.
An interesting opinion.
But it works, and it seems like it would fit. So, Poppy's a cyborg.
So, Claire, why don't you back up your theory?
All right, so Poppy's in the Illuminati. That's my opinion right there. Just saying it straightforward. All these videos on her channel seem very, like, scripted and really odd, like how people are making her do it. Maybe like she's in the Illuminati and they're making her do all this stuff for a purpose. And she talks in a really monotone voice with like no signs of pitch changes or emotion, and she sounds very automated, kind of like a computer, like how Paul was saying at Paul. And she makes music too, not just videos, music. She does it all. Anyways, so in one of her music videos, Low Life, I love it, honestly. One of the lyrics, it's one of the lyrics is,
it's oddball video.
Oddball video. Feel like a victim of the dollar sign. That's one of her lyrics. And on the dollar sign, as you can notice, well, probably I hope you noticed, there's the eye in the triangle, and that's basically a signal to the Illuminati and what people are saying about it.
Well, also, the dollar sign could definitely lead to Ava's thing, or Ava's conspiracy being that she's a marketing experiment for the government, because
that's very true.
Marketing, money, dollar sign, money.
Well, yeah, but also I think like with my conspiracy theory, which is Poppy is a marketing experiment for the government, I honestly think that it doesn't have much to do with money, but more distracting society.
Like distracting society from what they really need to be like focusing on, like,
because if you look at today's society,
there's been a bunch of mass shootings, and it's really
shootings,
awful.
Bombings, terrorist attacks, like not even just in the U.S. but also like all over the world. So I think the government might have looked at YouTube and was like, oh well, this is getting really popular, yeah. And like everybody is looking at videos on social media, videos online, so like maybe we should make someone that's like really weird, make people think stuff about her, so they'll be more focused on her and her videos than, what's going on in the world and what the government is actually doing.
So the next time you're at the dollar store and you end up buying something that's not a dollar because you don't focus because you're sitting there watching Poppy's videos. Anyways.
Blame the government.
Blame the government. Gosh, dollar store.
Blame Poppy.
And like I'm saying, in her videos, they are very interesting. Like, they have some odd stuff in it. And in her song Low Life, she says that lyric. And then in her video, she's dancing with a man dressed as the devil, eating a banana. And he's eating a banana at a dinner table. So I think that says a lot right there. Very triggering. Trigger warning, yeah. Banana. And there's men in breathing machines and wheelchairs, like, behind the set telling her what to do, shown in the music video. And she makes a hand gesture the same. She makes hand gestures the same as you would to, like, salute the salute the devil. So it's really odd right there. And the Illuminati is based on Satanists and stuff. So that might be saying as if someone was like, oh, hey.
And with the whole, like, Poppy's in the Illuminati thing, isn't, like, one of the things that in all her music videos and some of her normal everyday videos, she, like, does more signs of the Illuminati, like, symbols?
Yeah, she has, like, obvious symbols in there. And, like, and she actually has one. She has one song named Money, which goes back to Ava's topic and also stays on the topic of, like, the Illuminati dollar sign money, all that stuff. It all links back together, you know. It's just odd.
Well, what's your conspiracy theory about Paul?
Well, my opinion is that actually it's not really. I wouldn't consider it opinion. I'd consider it a fact because I'm that confident in that Poppy is a cyborg.
Wow. Uh-huh. Round of applause.
Round of applause for snaps. Snaps.
I have some backup information is that in one music video, Poppy, she can be seen dancing with a man dressed as the devil. And there are men telling her what to do, like what Claire said earlier. And that just, like, men telling her what to do is like someone typing in on a computer. She also has a song that has lyrics like, I'm in love with a computer boy. Was that right?
She has a song named called Computer Boy, and she's like, I'm in love with him. So
that computer boy could be the person, like, operating her and controlling her, and she's in love with him because he's forced to.
And in an interview with Zach Sang, I'm pretty sure it was, she talks about how humans, plants, and computers are all alive and all considered humans and the same thing. So that's a little odd considering that she might be a cyborg or a robot.
Yeah, so she's trying to, like, link herself as, like, a cyborg to, like, real life.
And one, another interview, she says that, quote, I don't have parents, I have a creator.
And that's the big one right there,
I thought. That's really
eerie. That's just, I mean, we've read about her parents, so that means they could have taken out, like, her brain and replaced it with a computer brain as an experiment, maybe, and now they're using her to distract. There are multiple conspiracies.
And she's talking about, she talks about herself in third person often.
Yeah, and back to the whole monotone thing you were talking about, like, also, like, when she was talking monotone, that's also a thing that, you know, cyborgs do, or, like, robots, because they don't have attitude.
They don't have an opinion.
And she talks about how a group of people she refers to as they tell her how to run her life and stuff, and they tell her when to make videos and, like, secret messages to put in them. And it's all very confusing, and it all links back together to just some weird cyborg Illuminati cult satanic stuff.
Yeah,
you should definitely, when you're done listening to this podcast, you should go watch some Poppy videos and try and crack this
code.
Crack the code for yourself.
So she may be Optimus Prime, she may be a little devil angel thing,
or a hologram.
She might be created by the government.
Yeah, you know, she might just be a solicitor, just standing at your door, like, knock, knock.
Or she might just be a random normal girl and everybody's blowing this out of proportion, but we don't think that's the case.
That's impossible.
That's impossible. No one's that. No, that's, yeah.
But
no.
She's just what we felt like talking about today, because I think she's very
interesting. I think she's very interesting, her whole person.
I'd say more creepy than interesting.
Y'all can.
Okay, well, Paul, you're a hater.
Okay.
Y'all can comment on our Twitter, our Instagram.
At DMS Podcast.
DMS Podcast. Stole that line from me. SMH.
Sorry.
Just kidding. Love you. Anyways, so in stuff like this, you can see that it's very controversial. So you can leave your opinion down below in the comments of our social medias. And yeah, thanks for watching.
Also, tell us what you think Poppy is or where she came from.
Also, give us some suggestions and ideas on what we should podcast about next.
And what y'all want to hear.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening.
And remember to
stay woke. Bye.
Bye.